Some of y'all have met me. I'm Robert. I'm this guy. I love the arts. I'm interested in pretty much everything we talk about here. Movies and storytelling is probably something I do more research on. And it's taught me a lot about the world and how the industries run. And, you know, I notice recurring motives in this and that. You know, mythology, pop culture is a word a lot of people use around. I've learned a bit about language. I think there's subtle problems with our language that we don't know about. Most people don't know any given subject on a scholarly level. And I'm not saying you have to be a scholar, but most of us have the opposite of that, was just the general person. Just a basic knowledge on any given subject. Just a real novice level, you know, so you talk about government or what have you, most people just have a really basic idea of it. We're taught to think in these ways. I grew up, for generations before me, with, in the school, they're teaching us about about the four food groups. Because I didn't discover until later that they tell you that stuff's good for you because the industries want you to eat that stuff. I didn't know this was abnormal. Like, there was a time when people didn't do that, you know? I just grew up in it. I grew up with television. It was there before I was born, you know? I grew up with this. They say, like, a generation right before or right after me is, like, the most advertised to people known to history, in theory, right? And it's like... you know, I've grown up with that. I mean, I have all these catchphrases in my head. No matter how much I try not to watch television, I talk to a friend who wants to go on about their favorite commercial. And I do too. I mean, I can't help it. It happens to be one of my favorite beers, Dos Equis. I don't know if you heard it. It's a Mexican beer. They made this character called the most interesting man in the world, and they pretend like it's a real guy, you know, who's been with thousands of world women, been around the world, did every sport you've heard of, you know. He's like, stay thirsty, my friend. He looks like that famous Hemingway kind of author, you know. Selling image. Recently in my life where I realized that that's really something crazy and maddening and kind of beautiful, advertising as an art form.